So my first question is regarding COVID-19. So how does the Conservative Party plan to safely reopen the economy while tackling the ongoing pandemic?
Well, for months, we've been saying we have to use a combination of the vaccines, the rapid tests, and all other health measures to make sure that we can remain open, keep businesses operating, people being able to travel, and do these things safely. We've been calling for 6 months for a safe and effective reopening plan using these tools. Mr. Trudeau was late in securing vaccine capacity. Canadians stepped up, and we have great vaccine numbers now, but we're 4 months late. He hasn't delivered on rapid testing and other things. So in this election, we put forward Canada's recovery plan, a five-point plan to get our country back on track. And the fourth pillar, securing our capacity as a country, making sure we have domestic capacity in vaccines, critical medicines, PPE, all the things we need to make sure we're never again caught unprepared for a crisis.
How do you plan to transition Canadians away from COVID emergency supports? And how will you bring COVID-related spending under control?
That's a great question. And that's in our plan as well. We have the fifth pillar in Canada's recovery plan to balance the budget over the next decade, because we're going to have a fair transition to work, not reliance through the CERB and the emergency benefits that Mr. Trudeau just keeps extending. We're going to incentivize work by giving employers an assistance to hire people who've been chronically unemployed. We're going to help small businesses, restaurants, hospitality, services, tourism that have been hard hit with additional loans and support so that they can get on their feet. And we need to tackle the spending. Mr. Trudeau is putting hundreds of billions of dollars of debt on the shoulders of our kids and grandchildren. It's reckless. He's already raising taxes. He's looking at raising taxes in whole new ways. So the Canadian Conservatives, we got Canada out of the last global recession, 2009, with a balanced budget, keeping taxes low. We will do that again with our recovery plan, focused on getting people back into the workplace, back to work, and getting the spending under control over 10 years, because we want to help those businesses and help some of the families that are struggling in the short term, and then get our expenditures down in the course of 10 years.
Moving on to Canada-China relations. If elected, what will be the party's stance on Canada-China relations?
Well, we need to have a much more serious approach on Canada-China relations. Particularly in recent years, the Communist Party in China has been going in the wrong direction on Hong Kong with the establishment of the police state, the situation with the Uyghur minority in Xinjiang, with respect to trade practices. So Canada has a lot of trade opportunities in China, but we cannot sacrifice our commitment to human rights, the rule of law. So I will be a much more principled prime minister who will stand up for our interests. And we have to respect the ancient history, culture, and the amazing contributions of Chinese Canadians here in Canada, but make sure that the political system, the Communist Party, does not really represent all those positive aspects of the relationship. And I think we have to deal with them in a way that is professional. As a former military officer, as a former business leader, I will be taken much more seriously on the world stage than Mr. Trudeau.
Regarding environmental issues, do you think your climate action plan is ambitious enough to support Canadians who are demanding stronger action to combat climate change?
Yes, it is, because we have a plan to meet our Paris targets, get our emissions down, but also get this country back on its economic feet. This is important to me as father of young kids, as someone that has worked on environmental issues. So we have a plan that I put out in April, the most detailed plan on the environment ever released by a party before an election. We're pricing carbon, but we're trying to allow people to see their own carbon footprint by not sending billions in tax dollars to Ottawa, by using that price in your own low carbon savings account, allow Canadians to make purchases with that money in a way that will help the environment, that will get their footprint down. So we worked with experts based out of British Columbia to have a plan that meets our commitments, but also gets people back to work. And Mr. Trudeau has never made a climate target. He always promises the sun and the moon and the stars, and he never delivers on the environment, on deficits, on ethics, on safe drinking water. He never lives up to what he says. Canada's recovery plan, the plan I've put forward, I will deliver on for Canadians.
You mentioned a bit about this, but how will the party address the anti-Asian racism across the country, especially during the pandemic?
Well, we've been trying to work on that, particularly some of my caucus colleagues, Alice Wong in particular, Nellie Shin and Kenny Chu have been real leaders on this in the lower mainland of British Columbia, where we've seen a very alarming spike in anti-Asian hate and intolerance. We cannot have any tolerance for discrimination or hate. And the Chinese Canadians that have come to Canada have helped build our incredible country. The first member of parliament from Chinese origin was Douglas Jung, a conservative in British Columbia. We're very proud to have great representatives of the community in our caucus. We're reaching out to business owners, families, organizations to make sure that they know that the Conservative Party will stand with them against these unfair attacks. And that's why when we talk about our concerns with communist China, I'm always very, very clear to say our issue is not with China or the Chinese people and its ancient, rich culture and art and history. It's with the political system and the decisions made in Beijing. And as Canadian political leaders, we need to make sure that that is always very clear in our policies and in our actions.
Lastly, on to housing. How do you plan to ensure young Canadians can afford to own their home without being priced out of their city?
That's a great question. And I'm really proud of the work done by our Shadow Minister for Housing, Brad Viss, a young MP from British Columbia, who has helped us come up with the most innovative package of measures to help with the housing crisis. The housing crisis has gotten worse over the 5-6 years of Mr. Trudeau's time. So we're taking real action. We're going to build 1 million new units in the next 3 years. We're going to offer up 15% of federal government land and building holdings to try and add to supply. We're going to incentivize the provinces to have more density around transit investments. We're going to put a freeze on non-resident foreign purchases and encourage foreign investment to go into purpose-built rental housing. There's not enough rental housing. And we're wanting to fix the mortgage stress test and the mortgage term limit to give younger first-time buyers the ability to lock in a rate for a longer period of time to give them more certainty. So we have an all-hands-on-deck set of policies and approaches. There's a housing crisis. It's worst in BC, and we don't need more empty words from Mr. Trudeau. We need a plan of action. And Canada's recovery plan, our plan that we launched on day 2 of this election, has a very strong housing policy.